The modern office is experiencing a silent revolution beneath its seemingly stable exterior. While today's workplaces might superficially resemble their 1920s predecessors, this familiar facade masks a complete dismantling of workplace fundamentals. Like a swan gliding smoothly while paddling furiously beneath the surface, the office is experiencing what experts call swan syndrome, apparent stability concealing revolutionary change. The 2008 financial crisis began this disruption, but COVID-19 delivered the final blow, forcing a global experiment in remote work that accelerated changes already underway. Recent surveys show workers have embraced this revolution, with only 5-7% wanting to return to pre-pandemic arrangements. This shift represents the most significant transformation in work patterns since the Industrial Revolution. The traditional office emerged from industrial-era thinking, designed as a paper factory where humans functioned as components in a productivity machine. Frederick Taylor's scientific management treated employees as interchangeable parts in a system optimized for efficiency. Today, this paradigm has been completely inverted. The workplace is now being reconceived around how people feel rather than just what they produce. This fundamental reorientation requires organizational restructuring, as traditionally siloed departments must collaborate to deliver satisfying employee experiences. For a century, office buildings symbolized stability while housing rigid hierarchies. Today, these structures contain dynamic activities as companies replace inflexible hierarchies with fluid, agile organizations. Leadership has evolved from command and control to distributed models with self-organizing teams and adaptive systems. This shift appears in communities of purpose, groups forming around specific tasks rather than permanent departments. These communities draw from tribal models, valuing cooperation and expertise over status in an output-based culture. Quaker principles notably influence modern management, with leaderless meetings and non-hierarchical decision-making reflected in practices like Amazon's silent reading sessions. Cities are transforming as business districts evolve into innovation districts with mixed-use characteristics and greater integration with city life. City 2.0 emerges as a polycentric network without a central hub, similar to the internet. This digital urban landscape connects through AI and machine learning, with natural features defining prime locations for innovative urban renewal. Disease has historically driven urban transformation. The COVID-19 pandemic, by temporarily reducing traffic and improving air quality, created momentum for sustainable changes. Cities responded with expanded bicycle lanes, pedestrian zones, and pocket parks, examples of tactical urbanism that enhance urban life for workers still drawn to the aggregation of people, resources, and networks that cities offer. Interior space design is evolving as workers become more mobile. The home now extends the workplace, while office design shifts from engineering metaphors to biomorphic ones, incorporating natural elements and well-being amenities. The modern workplace inherited an obsession with linear, rectangular spaces from the efficiency era, perfect for time and motion studies, but unsuited for knowledge work. Standard glass meeting rooms fail to foster true collaboration or support hybrid meetings. New solutions like Google's Campfire technology create in-the-round spaces where in-person attendees sit interspersed with life-size displays of remote participants. The circle represents the fundamental geometry of open human communication, with no head or foot, no high or low, no sides to take. Activity-based working, ABW, has emerged as a progressive approach where work is something you do and not a place you go to. ABW designs specialized settings for different activities, from colorful caves for concentration to bright meeting zones for collaboration to wing chairs for private conversations. Digital technology underpins all these profound changes. While the traditional office relied on physical artifacts and on-site systems, today's work infrastructure is disappearing into the cloud. A data-led workplace is emerging as part of a continuum of digital work across time, place, and space, with smartphones, sensors, and apps replacing stopwatches, desks, and filing cabinets. New methods of mining data from platforms like Microsoft 365 are transforming how we measure workplace performance and engagement. Digital dashboards with real-time data allow managers to focus on output rather than presenteeism. Voice interfaces and biometric technology are replacing traditional input methods, enabling frictionless experiences where workers can control equipment or enter buildings using facial recognition. A new generation of sensors is transforming physical workplaces through the Internet of Things, measuring everything from occupancy to environmental conditions. Buildings are moving online, generating valuable data about organizational activity patterns. The traditional desk with its personal computer is becoming obsolete as workers seek choice and variety rather than personalized cubicles. Smart spaces will use IoT technology to create responsive environments where lighting, heating, and security systems communicate with users through smartphone apps, creating personalized, location-aware experiences. Today's workplace design has evolved from one-size-fits-all to embracing variety and eclecticism. Office workers now participate in designing their spaces, while new sensor technologies scientifically measure interaction patterns. Firms like Zaha Hadid Architects are developing self-learning workplaces where algorithms optimize spaces for better communication. Modern workplaces celebrate human differences across age, gender, ability, ethnicity, and culture, recognizing diverse workforces better tackle innovation challenges. Personality differences dictate environmental needs. Introverts perform better without distractions, while extroverts may thrive in interactive settings. While traditional offices considered worker health only to maintain productivity, today's unprecedented focus on well-being extends beyond physical spaces into personal data collection. Companies view poor well-being as a productivity barrier and offer incentives for healthier lifestyles. Mental wellness has become particularly important in our 24/7 digital economy, fueling a $40 billion workplace well-being industry. Modern offices feature green walls, social staircases, corporate gyms, and mindfulness zones. A sense of control emerges as crucial for workplace well-being, affecting work-life balance, environment choices, and privacy. Psychologist Craig Knight's research demonstrates that allowing workers to arrange their spaces improves cognitive performance, while removing this control immediately reduces productivity. The future workplace will be more social, sustainable, sentient, elastic, fluid, and personalized. Unworking means unbundling old assumptions about offices and unlearning ingrained habits. Rather than iterating from the industrial era paper factory, it requires reimagining workplaces with people at the center, celebrating their differences. Tomorrow's workplace prioritizes human connection, engineering serendipitous interactions through thoughtful design. It leaves employees healthier than when they arrived, replacing sedentary environments with spaces encouraging movement. It shapes how environments make us feel through biophilic elements, natural light, and acoustic design. It provides compelling reasons for commuting, offering varied environments tailored to specific activities while celebrating diversity. The workplace of tomorrow will be elastic, modeling itself after dynamic spaces like exhibition centers, fluid, liquid spaces aligning with agile organizations. It will be personalized, using technology to recognize individuals and customize experiences. It will be contextualized, overlaying identity and location data with understanding of intentions. It will embrace the sharing economy with spaces used on an as-needed basis, driven by resource scarcity and circular economy principles. The century-old modern office is giving way to something more fluid, human, and sustainable for both people and planet. The question isn't whether to return to the office, it's how to reimagine what the office can be.